Pastor Kenneth Simmons and his sister, Antoinette Nevins, are sitting in a small office in the basement of Cold Spring Bible Chapel, where Simmons leads the congregation. An open box of face masks is stacked on the floor between the siblings, ready to be given out to anyone who shows up to the historically African-American church without one.
I wonder if we could just start by telling me, you know, what do you remember about, you know, the first time you heard about the coronavirus?
I only thought white people could get it, because when we were looking at the news, it was just like elderly Caucasians, you know, and actually African-Americans was really walking around thinking that we were immune to COVID-19 until it hit.
Nevins, who's the older sibling by 2 years, both are in their late 40s, says she didn't really believe that, but she knew plenty of people who did. That attitude changed quickly.
My husband felt that way, too. And lo and behold, everybody had got COVID. So
people started, you know, dying from it.
Yeah, yeah.
People who we knew personally.
Yeah, it hit home immediately.
Nevin says her husband was the first one in the family to get sick.
He was like flat on his back, sick, very weak, just no appetite, couldn't eat. But he never had a fever, you know, none of those things. But he went to I took him to the emergency room and I had to leave him there because you couldn't come in. That's when we knew it was serious. I'm like, oh, I can't go in. So I had to leave him.
He came home later that night diagnosed with pneumonia. But Nevin says she started to suspect it was something more.
I've never in 20 years I've been with my husband, never saw him sick like that. And I'm like, pneumonia do that? So, and then this one was sick, so he can tell you his.
I was sick.
Simmons fell ill shortly after his brother-in-law, which he blames on a family night of playing spades.
We was playing cards, right? And so we touching the cards, everybody. And she had these butter cookies, right, on her table. And so I kept touching the cards from her husband and going to get them butter cookies, eating them. That's how I got COVID.
Nevins can laugh about it now, but she also worries that she might have been the one to infect both men. That's because she found out in May that she has the antibodies for COVID-19, just like them, even though she never got sick.
And so my boss always says, you might have given everybody COVID. I was like, I might have. But, you know, we'll never know.
Nevins works for a nonprofit that provides healthcare services for mostly low-income African-American and Hispanic women. So she's thought a lot about the disparities that contributed to the pandemic's disproportionate impact on people of color.
What white people may fail to realize is how black people get medical treatment versus white people getting medical treatment. And that's why we have protests. It's just the treatment of black people versus the treatment of white people. Doctors not taking black people serious enough. And if they had taken my brother serious enough or my husband when he went to the emergency room, they should have given them a COVID test, period.
It's important to say that the men got sick before testing was widely available in Western New York. But there were also concerns that not enough early testing sites were located on Buffalo's east side, where about 85% of the city's black residents live, according to the Partnership for Public Good. More testing sites were added by late April, but Simmons says there needs to be systemic change in the healthcare industry.
We have community health centers, right? A lot of African Americans do not have private doctors, right?
That means it's often normal to see a different provider for every visit.
On your prescription, you'll have doctor blah, 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 blah. But every time you go, it's a different doctor. Right. And so now
the CDC agrees with Simmons and Nevins that people of color are at increased risk of getting sick and dying from COVID-19 because of, quote, longstanding systemic health and social inequities, unquote. The siblings have also come face to face with the stigma associated with the virus in Buffalo's black community. Nevin says she even fought it with her husband.
He didn't want to hear the word COVID, and he didn't want to admit that he might have it because it was a stigma. Like, it was like, oh, you're going to die. If somebody says you have COVID, you're going to die. And so it was an awful experience.
It was crazy.
It was awful.
Fortunately, Simmons and Nevins say they were one of just a few families in their church community that were impacted by the virus. However, they're still grappling with other losses.
I personally know people our age that died. They have children that's our children's age.
We just lost one of our DJ friends, Shay. Yeah. You know, died from COVID. Football coaches, COVID.
So and they have, you know, even though they're adult children, they, you know, I plan to be 80, 100 years old before I die, you know? So that's a big impact.
It's also an impact that is only expected to grow as the U.S. surpasses the grim milestone this week of 200,000 deaths from COVID-19. Kyle Mackey, WBFO News.